House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel. He's from Mount Morris, and he's on the other end of our line. Mr. Hamel, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. I saw something that I thought was interesting, and it doesn't affect us here yet in Ingham County. House Bill 5187 would allow Oakland County commissioners to redraw their county commission districts. And I started thinking, if it can happen there, it might happen here, and you're not happy about it. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, well, we argued last week to try to stop that bill because, first of all, on the face of it, when it comes to policy, I don't agree with them. I'm a former county commissioner and board chair for quite a while, and so policy-wise, I think it's a bad move. But politically, the redistricting process has already taken place. It had already been appealed at the appeals court, and they affirmed the districts that were drawn by Oakland County Redistricting Committee. And then after the fact, now the Republicans in the House have asked for the bill to try to actually circumvent the law to change the process after the districts have been changed and after it's already gone through the court process. So that is out of all the things I've seen this year, that's the most political, clearly political move that I've seen since I've been in Lansing this year.
So what's the next step with this bill? Where's it at now?
Well, it's passed the House on party lines, went to the Senate. The Senate will review it, and they'll take it up, and then the governor will have to make a decision if they pass it to sign it. And we're going to continue to let people know how bad this is. And it's the process in Lansing isn't good either, where the House and the Senate draw their own lines. This just puts it right into the hands of the folks. I mean, I'd love to be able to sit down and draw my own district at a county level, and this is what it would allow in Oakland County. So we're hoping that the people of the state understand how bad this is.
You know, I've heard the Republicans say that this is just sour grapes because if Democrats had the ability to do this, they would.
Well, I can't see that that's ever had anybody's had an opportunity to do that in all the many years that this law has been on the books, that we've had a chance to change that, because I'm sure if you look back, there's been instances where the county's flipped around a little bit and it's changed. But in Oakland County's case, I think you have a Democratic prosecutor, Democratic treasurer, and a Republican clerk and a Republican executive. And I think that for some reason they were disappointed with how the lines were drawn up, but yet you still have a majority board of commissioners for Republicans. So yeah, I think you need to get the politics out of these districts. That's part of the problem that we're having now, even in Lansing.
And Richard Hamel is the House Democratic leader. Where do you stand on the bridge?
Well, I'm a supporter of the bridge. We've been supporters. Our caucus has been supporters from the beginning. In January, we had a press conference that talked about jobs. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to expand our opportunities for trade. And for me personally, it's hard to believe that an issue this big that's supported by so many people on both sides of the aisle, very prominent folks, can't get done, and it's been held up in the Senate, and I don't know that it'll go anywhere now without some action personally by the governor.
I've talked with many political officials about this, and many of them, most of them, are in favor of it, but there are some questions about how we're going to pay this back, and we've heard many times that it won't cost Michigan taxpayers a dime, that the funding is going to come from a loan from Canada, which will be repaid via tolls from folks who use the bridge. But from what I understand, the numbers don't add up. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I think that even in an argument who says that the numbers are down, those folks, you have backups at the bridge now and issues there, so the numbers can't be down as much as they might think. But the key is for the future. I mean, you wouldn't build a huge infrastructure project based on something in particular that day. You have to think about what it may do for you in the future. And when you have the ag committees and others who do so much trade outside of the state of Michigan and across the country and across the world, really, it gives us an opportunity to be big players in that game. And by not having an additional opportunity for folks to get across the bridge, the big three and others who are big friends of ours in the state of Michigan say that it adds about $600 to the cost of every car because of the time that it takes with just-in-time delivery to get across that bridge. So I think that there's enough evidence and data, and people on the right wouldn't be supporting it if they thought that it might hurt the state or that would be a burden on the taxpayers, for sure.
All right, biggest challenge for you in 2012?
I think to continue to do what we've been trying to do is get our message out about the differences of opinion. We will work together on issues that are important. I think we hope to work together on transportation issues after the first of the year, workforce development issues, things that are really important to both parties. I think just the way that we do things are different, and we're going to make sure that we have difference. When we have differences, we let people know what they are so that they can distinguish those come election time.
What are the differences from your perspective?
Well, obviously, tax issues are big differences for us. We didn't agree with the senior tax and didn't agree with some of the other things. We thought that maybe something more along a corporate profits tax would be a little bit fair, would have raised enough revenue and still would have been allowed for the relief for seniors and other folks. We don't agree with the unemployment changes. There's a number of things that we've really had some distinct differences on and haven't been able to stop because of the numbers in the House. And I think the people of the state are starting to see that the things that have happened have not been good for the state.
And we've got just a couple more questions for you. One of them is many of the phone calls and letters we get from folks, as well as emails, is that they're just tired of hearing about this differences issue, that the differences need to be set aside. Well, you know, we've got the Democrats who want to take care of a social agenda, if you will. We've got the Republicans who want to cut. And we, the people, are kind of left in the middle of this bickering. And on top of that, we hear information that without raising taxes, there is a way to gather the funding we need for all the programs that we have, including education, without overtaxing business. Is that true?
Well, there's definitely been a strain on the services that the state provides. And, the key is how do you get to a point to have the revenue that you need to provide those services? And this administration in the House and the Senate have basically taken the approach that relief of business, significant relief of business taxes, is the way to try to stimulate the economy. It's not worked at the national level. You have to have a mix of both personal property tax or personal issues or personal tax issues as well as business tax in order to get the revenue that you need. You just can't put it all on the people, and I think what's happened here has, and I don't blame people for being frustrated with the bickering. It happens, and happens sometimes, but we do work together on occasions, and I don't think that's highlighted as much as it should be.
All right. Will any other work of significance be completed before the new year?
From through the House, through the Senate, signed by the governor, I'm sure there'll be some. There's some unemployment changes. There's workers' comp changes that I see that are going to happen. We're not in favor of those. I think those will happen. I'm not sure whether this charter cap for schools will happen because I'm not sure that Republicans have votes to make that happen, or the no-fault changes, which we believe are not good either. I don't think that there's the votes there to make that happen either. So there are some big issues that won't get resolved, but there are some that are, I think, that are harmful to the people that could get through both the House and the Senate.
Richard Hamill is the House Democratic leader. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Tony. Thank you.